266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Today marks 22 years since the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a foiled third attack that ended with a plane crashing in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Peter King.
It started with a jet hitting the first tower.
We are now looking at flames shooting out of the north side of number one World Trade Center. But there
then
are
the second.
At least... Oh, my God!
Then came crashes at the Pentagon in Shanksville. It literally felt the way singer Alan Jackson put it.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
For weeks, Americans seemed united. The Patriot Act, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, though, became divisive in the days before social media. The world started turning again with big changes and tighter security at airports and large venues. Peter King, CBS News.
Danilo Cavalcanti, the escaped prisoner in Pennsylvania, remains on the run. Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says Cavalcanti was able to avoid a massive police dragnet Saturday night into Sunday morning by stealing a van.
We'll fall back, as we do in any other investigation, when something doesn't go our way, we'll fall back to something else. In the end, I am confident we will capture him.
The death toll in Morocco is more than 2,000 after Friday's 6.8 magnitude earthquake. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Marrakesh near the epicenter.
Abdelatif Ait Bella can barely move or speak. We can't go back home because of the danger of collapse, says his wife Saida. I have two kids, 4 and 5 years old. If he can't work, we're going to go hungry.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is erupting again after nearly 2 months of quiet. Kilauea is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. It's also Hawaii's second largest volcano. It erupted in September of 2021 until last December. An eruption in 2018 destroyed more than 700 homes. It's a dream come true for Novak Djokovic, who has won the U.S. Open again. He spoke about it on ESPN.
I had the childhood dream when I was 7, 8. I wanted to become the best player in the world and win Wimbledon trophy. That was the only thing I wanted.
This is Djokovic's 24th Grand Slam title, making him the sport's most decorated singles player of the modern era. Dad, I found one. That's what 7-year-old Aspen Brown told her family as she found a 2.95-carat golden brown diamond at the Crater of Diamonds State Park in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Her find is the second largest registered by a park guest this year. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Morning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the Happier Happy Hour. Dom, I've been sort of dominating the conversation. Did I ask you, have you seen a picture of my boat?
Did you buy a boat? Curdy, did I ever tell you I used to work on a farm?
You have. I've mentioned nearly as many times in the last hour that I bought a boat, my first boat. Kind of pleased with my purchase so far, except for the swollen left knuckle from the winch. I learned a lesson, though, a valuable lesson.
A valuable lesson, absolutely.
Now, Dom, what are we talking about this hour? Since apparently some don't appreciate my conversations about boat life as much as I do.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't appreciate a good boat story? 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Gideon Rubin reporting on the Raw story. Trump responds to Jack Smith's request for a protective order. Lots of happenings over the weekend. Let's get to it here. Donald Trump's legal team issued its response to the Justice Department's request for a protective order in its January 6th case against the former president. The request was spurred by Trump's post on his social media platform. If you go after me, I'm coming after you. All caps, as Trump would have it. Prosecutors said it clearly referenced participants in the case and urged that a protective order be put in place, limiting what can be shared and what can be said. Trump's lawyers claimed too much limitation would infringe on Trump's First Amendment rights. Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion stated that further behavior similar to Trump's existing conduct could result in, quote, a harmful chilling effect on witnesses, unquote. Well, I think that's kind of the point, Jack. Trump's response filed on Monday says, quote, President Trump does not contest the government's claimed interest in restricting some of the documents it must produce. However, the need to protect that information does not require a blanket gag order over all documents produced by the government. Rather, the court can and should limit its protective order to genuinely sensitive materials, a less restrictive alternative that would satisfy any government interest in confidentiality while preserving the First Amendment rights of President Trump and the public. President Trump. He's not the president. CNN
Mr.
said
Trump.
That Trump, CNN said that Trump's response isn't that different from what prosecutors saw. Quote, one of the things that the Trump team says is they just don't want a what's called a protective order or a non-disclosure order over all the evidence that they're getting in the case. They just want to only shield genuinely sensitive information that they may be getting. The Justice Department essentially have the same concern over their filings as well, previously saying they wanted to shield such things like grand jury transcripts that were genuinely sensitive in the case to ensure it wouldn't hurt trial if it goes to trial. As it goes to trial. So, and I get that, and that's fine, and well and good, but that's not ultimately the only issue. The main issue, as I see it, is not just, you know, the logical shielding of sensitive information, but it's also to what? Not influence or tamper with the witnesses. I mean, the judge specifically stated those kinds of terms last week, and here we are. On Friday, he tweets out, or Truthy's out, if you go after me, I'm coming after you. And so Jack Smith, they want the protective order. I think it's justified. Donald Trump, I believe, is certainly trying to influence the jury. And, of course, witnesses. I mean, Mike Pence, who does he refer to in this? I mean, it could be anybody, right? If you're as paranoid as Donald Trump, there's so many people that this could refer to. But I'd have to think it's those that could actually do him some real harm.
I bet. He's probably even considered an enemies list. I know I got one.
It's so hard to keep track.
Dominic, here's a headline that might make the point for you at thehill.com. Trump ratchets up attacks on Pence after January 6th indictment. Going after his former. Hang the guy, right? Just short of that. Former President Trump's indictment over his actions on the 2020 election and around January 6th has poured gasoline on a long simmering dispute between the former president and his old running mate, Vice President Mike Pence. Trump has been restrained, they should put that in air quotes, over the past year, even as Pence grew increasingly vocal about differing accounts. Is that what it is, Dom? Differing,
yeah, I guess that's
accounts
is,
of
yeah.
The events of January 6th, the war in Ukraine, the future of Social Security, and the Republican Party's approach to abortion. Trump was even mum as Pence launched a competing campaign in June of the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. But Trump's animus towards Pence spilled out into the open in recent days, with the former vice president playing a central role in the indictment against Trump for his efforts to subvert the 2020 election. Dom, a Trump attorney, Trump will turn on anyone. Loyalty is a one-way street for him. Pence put his fidelity to the Constitution over Trump. I hope we won't agree to support him again. Alyssa Farah, who served as a press aide to both Pence and Trump in the White House, posted on the former Twitter. Pence, however, dodged questions over the weekend about whether he would support Trump should he be the 2024 nominee, leaving that door seemingly open. You know who else did that? Bill Barr. Oh, if he's the nominee, of course I'll vote for him. Like, because they, what, Dom, have no conscience or courage? I mean, if a guy attacked me repeatedly in public, would I vote for him? Hell no.
I mean,
would
I endorse him? The guy attacked him repeatedly in public? I mean, that the guy tried to overthrow the government. I mean, and granted, you know, also both Bill Barr and Pence, what, implied or indicated that they would testify against the former? You know what I mean? But it doesn't even have to have, you know, you don't, at what point do you your personal safety? I mean, the man tried to overturn the election and he came to you, Pence, with a cockamamie deal to try to do it. As crackpot lawyers, as you described them, Mike Pence, he came to you with the plan. He came to you and he said he wanted you to, what, help subvert the Constitution? All right, go ahead, Gertie.
Well, and his buddies brought the gallows. The Capitol Hill, right?
Right.
Trump wrote that he felt badly for Pence in his presidential campaign, which had been struggling to gain traction in the roughly 2 months since it launched. Well, it's finally happened. Little Mike Pence, a man who was about to be ousted as governor of Indiana until I came along and made a VP, has gone to the dark side. That's what Trump wrote on Truthy Social this Saturday, Dom. A little bit more. I never told a newly emboldened, not based on his 2% poll numbers, Pence to put me above the Constitution or that Mike was too honest. He's delusional. And now he wants to show he's a tough guy.
I once read a major magazine article on Mike. It said he was not a very good person. I was surprised. But the article was right. Sad.
I mean, you know, come on, man. I mean, anybody do anything with a guy like Donald Trump, he is going to burn you eventually. He is literally the snake on the back of the rodent going across the river. I am the snake. We heard the weird creepiness from Trump himself. He's telling you over and over and over. He's screaming it. I am the snake. I will bite you. I will burn it down. If you don't do exactly as I say, when I say it, the first time you go against me, you're on the list. He has no loyalty. He has no honor. He's a scared psychopath.
Dominic, during a campaign stop in New Hampshire over the weekend, Mike Pence was greeted by pro-Trump hecklers who derided the former vice president as a traitor and a sellout. Why didn't you uphold the Constitution? One protester shouted. How do you argue with that? I upheld the Constitution, Pence responded, as he prepared to pose for a photo with the family. Read it.
Wow. See, that's your first mistake, Mr. Pence. Read it. Who's got time to read? Education never did me no good, and books is the worst.
You want more of this? I mean, I got to tell you, if you are Mike Pence and you are the vice president, I mean, first and foremost, how'd you ever sell your soul for that role? Some Christian conservative wannabe from Indiana becomes the vessel of the Trump presidency. And understand, Pence had a pretty clean reputation going in. Now, I never liked the man. I look at what he did, you know, back in the issue of HIV and needle exchanges in Indiana, made a crisis where one did need to exist. But, you know, he's that Christian conservative, white bread sort of guy that these Republicans eat up, Dom. But Trump sort of needed a little, let's just say, character reformation about the time he picked Trump, Pence, didn't he? Access Hollywood tape, all that kind of stuff, Dom.
All that stuff, yeah. Well, I mean, because, of course, listen, how do you put those core beliefs aside? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if these are your core beliefs, Mike Pence and all you evangelicals and whatever else that you folks call, you claim yourself to be as religious and Jesus upholding and yada, yada, yada. And you follow a guy like Donald Trump, whose behavior is everything the opposite of what you claim to believe. It makes me kind of, you know, doubt the veracity of your initial claim of whatever philosophy or religion that you claim is hold dear to you. Because if you cast it aside so easily for a guy like Donald Trump, for what, a little piece of the action, a little sliver of power, and you got to drag that stench around with you the rest of your life? And that goes from everybody, man. I mean, anybody that goes anywhere near him, not just, you know, the cabinet and the vice president, but certainly those crackpot lawyers, as Trump calls them, all you electors, you know, those folks that signed the letter here in the state of Wisconsin asking for the pause, you are all part of the fraud. You've done your own little part in the conspiracy. Perhaps you should read the Constitution and maybe that religious book once again and decide where your loyalties really, really lie.
Dom Moore from TheHill.com. His campaign has seemingly benefited from a spike in attention. That's Mike Pence's campaign, racking up thousands of donations in the day since the indictment was announced and pushing him closer to qualifying for the first primary debate later this month. I mean, he was the VP and he can't qualify to make the debate stage. Here's what Liam Donovan, a former aide to the Republican Senatorial Committee, said. Pence never had a shot at this thing. So while Trump taking swipes at him doesn't exactly help his cause, it adds a patina of relevance that it had been comically absent to date. I've said this now. They would rather hang Mike Pence than vote for him. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can join us. You vote by dialing 844-96-PARTY.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 63. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Yacht Rock Monday. Crudy bought a new boat, so now we got to listen to the Yacht Rock. 844-967-2789. Well, it's a boat new to Crudy. It's not really a new boat, Michael.
Not even close to a new boat. It's a 1976 model. Yeah. With the green vinyl seats and the green accessory paint. And I thought it was green and gold like the Packers. And the guy said, no, that's just the discoloration from the water line.
It's been that.
But still, you know, I had my heart set on a green and gold boat. So first and foremost, I got a winter project this winter. I'm painting that fiberglass boat. It's gonna be stellar. And if I haven't told you, Dom, I've named the boat the Jordan Love Boat. I felt I was very clever in calling it terrible. Jordan.
Don't we have a Packer report coming up here in a little
5:30? Mike Clemens joining us very soon. We'll find out how Love's doing in training camp, because it's not going to be an A-Rod boat. Dominic, I don't know if you ever get the emails from, let's say, you know, the Biden campaign team, but occasionally I get the solicitations. I know my wife does. She must have sent him money once. I don't know if I ever sent money to Biden. But anyways, they're trying to sell dark Brandon coffee mugs. Have you seen these?
I have. Yes. Joe, embracing the let's go Brandon, F Joe Biden, you know, owning it. I appreciate that.
I don't know if you know this, though. Trump's lawyers claim Biden's dark Brandon mug was a thinly veiled effort to taunt their client over prosecution.
Totally the same. Trump, you know, truthing out, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Biden with his dark Brandon coffee mug.
They actually made it part of their legal filing, Dom. Yeah. Former President Donald Trump's legal team filed a response today to special counsel Jack Smith's request for a protective order that would limit what the former president can say about the criminal trial against him. They broadly opposed the order, attacking it as an attempt to limit Trump's political speech. Oh, I know that's what it is, Dom. But one bizarre claim in particular made it into the filing. The president, Joe Biden, used a mug to taunt Trump about the charges against him. Here's what it says in the Trump legal filing, Dom. President Biden has capitalized on the indictment, posting a thinly veiled reference to his administration's prosecution of President Trump just hours before the arraignment. Is that what they were doing? The dark branded meme has been around for months, long before any discussion of the former president's indictment or arraignment. Dark Brandon has its roots in an obscene chant that Republicans came up with to attack Biden, dating to when NASCAR driver Brandon Brown was giving an interview after a December 2021 race in Talladega, and the announcers mistook a crowd chant of F Joe Biden for Let's Go Brandon. It all started there, Dom. And then your boy Biden sort of embraced it, right? The Let's Go Brandon chant by Trump supporters ultimately was repurposed by Biden supporters and evolved into Dark Brandon, referencing Trump-backed Dark MAGA memes to suggest Biden has a dark persona that can plow through his opposition and is behind the president's domestic policy wins. Yeah, he's racking him up, that Dark Brandon, Dom. The Biden campaign has since fully embraced the meme, selling Dark Brandon merchandise featuring the president with glowing laser eyes. All I want is sharks with freaking laser beams on their head, Dom.
The Hill also addresses this particular issue, Crudy, stating that, of course, the Biden campaign sells the merchandise, so with the image printed on coffee mugs, T-shirts, and Biden even made a joking reference to the meme at the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year. But, Crudy, The Hill says Biden has yet to publicly comment on Trump's indictment in Washington.
Why would he want to?
Both the president and the White House aides have remained adamant that they've had no discussion with Justice Department officials about the cases against Trump. No, why would they? They would not. But, you know, don't listen to the right wingers. Oh, this is Biden. No, man, this is a grand jury with certainly some Trump supporters on it who evaluated the evidence presented to them by the special counsel and decided, yeah, you know, there's something there. Let's have a trial. Still, Trump has relentlessly claimed that the charges against him are a case of election interference intended to harm his White House bid. Trump is leading the Republican primary race by a wide margin, according to polls, but polling of a hypothetical rematch between Trump and Biden in 24 shows a close race. New York Times Siena College poll published last week found a hypothetical matchup between the two to be deadlocked at 43-43.
How is that? Trump and Biden are neck and neck, Dom. How is that? I think when it came down to an actual election, I think nobody turns him out like Trump. I bet you Trump would turn out 85 million voters for Joe Biden.
Yeah, Donald Trump is certainly a motivator for, you know, independent thinking, left-leaning and lefties, certainly. I mean, who wants that? I mean, he's going to get crushed. If he becomes the guy, and I still doubt that will be the long time from here to there. Yes, he's leading in the polls. But Fani Willis is getting ready. That'll be this week or next week. Fulton County, that grand jury, those indictments will presumably come down, state charges, and perhaps a RICO statute, you know, conspiracy, all those things. And they're lining up. You know, Donald Trump has all sorts of problems, all sorts of headwinds. And when the vice president, the former vice president, Mike Pence, says, oh, you know, man, testify that he was wrong then, he's wrong now. He asked me to go against the Constitution. He is telling you, MAGA, that Donald Trump wanted him to break the law. When Bill Barr says he would testify. Again, consider the sources here, folks. But his own folks continually at this point are pushing back, turning slowly against him. It's going to be a slow burn right now, but it's going to heat up as time goes by.
Dom, sad news. If Kimberly Guilfoyle is to be trusted, and I suspect, Dom, the best is yet to come from her.
The best is yet to come.
Former Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle and fiance Donald Trump Jr. revealed her future father-in-law does not intend to participate in the first Republican primary debate in Milwaukee. No Trump. Too bad, so sad. We're partying either way. Civic Media will be there live. I hope we're part of the pregame show, Dom. We're going to do a little camp pregame. You know, preseason starts this Friday for the Packers. We got Mike Clements, our own beat reporter, live.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Today marks 22 years since the 9/11 attacks. Then President George W. Bush addressed the nation.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible
for these cowardly acts.
The convicted murderer who escaped from Chester County Prison in Pennsylvania slipped out of the search area, changed his appearance, and stole a van. KYW's Madeline Wright.
A doorbell camera captured his new look, clean-shaven with a green hoodie. Police say he was trying to contact two former co-workers, but neither was home. One later called police and provided the video.
Foreign tourists are finding their way out of Morocco after Friday night's 6.8 magnitude earthquake.
We woke up, the Riyadh was shaking, and they won't ever be able to go to the square, so we slept last night in the square.
At least 2,200 people were killed. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, my sweet home, Chicago.
Rogers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs, and Rogers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers! It's Rogers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me a double bird.
Talker, honestly, I mean, he just, like you said, last time he came here, you're saying he owned us and talking to the fans a certain way. So, I mean, we got to find a way to get that taste out of our mouth.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday happy hour. Looking forward to a big kickoff, Packers 3:25 on Sunday. And we welcome back our sports director from Civic Media. He's Mike Clemens. Mike, are you in Chicago yet, man? Are you anticipating a big game this Sunday?
Rolling down tomorrow afternoon, spending the night in Chicago. But now, how you doing, Crudy? Dom?
Hey, Mike.
I'm still at Lambeau Field right now, and we just got done with the locker room about an hour or so ago, talking to the players, and they posted out the final injury report for the game going this weekend.
Well, before we talk about possible injuries, let me ask you, is the deed transferable? Aaron Rodgers has owned these Bears for a long time. Is that transferable to Jordan Love?
You inherit that?
Listen, you know, you're supposed to be objective when you're covering this, but one of the longtime beat reporters said when we were leaving practice the other day, he said, you know, wouldn't it be great? We'll cover this game. It's going to be a good game, and you know, kind of prime time at 3:25, nationally broadcast. He says, wouldn't it be great to cover this game? And Jordan Love gets the win, and then we get to listen to sports talk radio in Chicago and all those Bears fans whining and crying all the way home to Wisconsin. I'm thinking, that would be brilliant. That would be an awesome way to finish out the weekend.
Well, Mike Clemens, it's not like, and Justin Fields is obviously a talented quarterback, the quarterback of the Bears, but not when it comes to winning football games, not on the professional level, did just fine in college. But my understanding is he's 6-21 as a starter, and his lifetime quarterback rating in the NFL is under 80, Mike. So he's got a hell of a set of legs. Never skip leg day. But can the guy be a pocket passer? Can he move the team down the field? And, you know, can he be a winner on the NFL level, Mike? So far, he has not been.
He's got to be a pocket passer. He's not going to live very much longer in the NFL. Just ask Andrew Luck. No, that offensive line last year was poor. I don't know how much more. I think Ryan Poles has got to be better than Ryan Pace, the previous GM who did the Trubisky trade and all that money that they gave to Khalil Mack because they were on their way to the Super Bowl, if you remember. But like you know, their center is Lucas Patrick, the former Packer. Cody Whitehair, Braxton Jones, Nate Davis missed practice today. He's the right guard. So although they've improved some of the perimeter players, I don't know how much better that offensive line is. But his offensive coordinator is Luke Getsy, longtime assistant coach here in Green Bay, now offensive coordinator of the Bears. And he has got to come up with a better plan for pass protection for Justin Fields because I think there's a lot of Bear fans that are frustrated with that record that you just mentioned. But, I mean, if they can get him to settle down, stay in the pocket, and work with some of these weapons that they've gotten them, short percentage passes, then I think he still could be a good quarterback because I saw that kid play with so much heart last year. I mean, his ribs must have been killing him. You'd see him get hit 7 and 8 times, and he would get back up off the turf and still, you know, finish the game. So I think Justin Fields could still be a competitor in this league.
Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports director and our, most importantly, Packer beat reporter. Mike, let's talk about the injury report. Bakhtiari, I heard he has not been participating in practice. Do they anticipate, is he on the list? Is he questionable? Is he out? Are we going to have our full complement of linemen for this first game?
Yeah. Bakhtiari hasn't practiced since August 30th, Mike. August 30th.
Wow.
And we had a long 20-minute conversation with him yesterday, and he came right out and said, look, I mean, he's 31. He's made a lot of money. This is his last year in Green Bay, and maybe if he gets another job, he'll get a big, you know, 2 or 3 year contract with the Chargers, like Corey Linsley did, like Brian Bulaga did, something like that. So he's committed to playing this season alongside Elgton Jenkins and trying to be the best left side offensive line that can. But, you know, he keeps pointing to the knee. It's like the knee decides when I play or when I practice. And he said, really, I don't need to practice anymore. I don't. I know what I'm doing. I just need to sort of warm up. I need to kind of work on my angles, as he calls it, you know, to get prepared for wherever rushers are coming from. But other than that, I can still do it. And I think this team, I think Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur are like, all right, first of all, we're paying the guy a lot, so we might as well get our money's worth. But, B, when you put him in the games, he's still one of the best of the business. Mike, do you remember Chad Clifton?
I do, of course.
Yeah, so long-time left tackle between Favre and then the first couple of years of Rodgers. So Bakhtiari told us that in the training room now, they're starting to call him Cliffy. Because if you remember, I forgot Chad Clifton. He used to do that Mercedes Lewis thing, like, you know, no practice, and then play 75 snaps and just, you know, you couldn't get past them. So Bakhtiari is like the new Chad Clifton. And, you know, Mark Tauscher used to joke around. He said, Cliffy, we call him the big Lamborghini because they only roll him out of the garage on Sundays.
Well, we barely let Dom out then. Mike Clemens, our Packer beat reporter here at Civic Media. Hey, man, what about the receiving corps? Jordan Love, this is, what, his second NFL start, and he better have some receivers to throw to. And my understanding is, what, Watson's been hurt? Who else is hurt? And are they playing? What's the report tell us about the receivers?
Yeah, so you know that Romeo Doubs has been out the last couple of weeks. They don't issue an injury report during camp, but eventually we found out he was dealing with a hamstring, which is why Romeo Doubs, the number one, the guy with the most chemistry with Jordan Love right now, they sat him, they rested him during the Seattle game, and he wasn't out there in the practice field. So we get in here on Wednesday wondering if Doubs is back, and all of a sudden, Christian Watson not practicing. And the injury report comes out, and it's a hamstring. Apparently it happened about a week ago, and he's out. And, you know, you were so anxious to see this plan of Watson, Doubs, and then Jaden Reed, number 11, the kid that they're going to put in the slot, those guys together with Luke Musgrave to see how that works. But Watson has got a hamstring that, who knows, it could be a couple of weeks. So Doubs is limited in practice, but he's going to kind of hobble out there. I said, so who else you got at your wide receiver? He said Malik Heath is doing a tremendous job of preparation. And then he also talked about I thought this was pretty funny. Well, he talked about Jay Reed, as they call him. And he said, and then, you know, Tay, 13. Yeah, he's done a nice job this week, too. Dontavian Wicks, another one of these rookie seventh-round picks at wide receiver. And I was like, do you realize he doesn't know the guy's name yet? He's pointing. He had to say, at 13, you know, Tay. Yeah,
that guy over there.
Pretty good job, too. Yeah. So I hope they introduce themselves in the huddle. So, you know, but here's the thing. I went to Jordan Love because as soon as I heard that report from Wednesday, for some reason I had a flashback to a game when LaFleur had taken over as coach, and Rodgers was short at wide receiver like that. And if you remember, we're down there at Arrowhead. I think it was the week after Patrick Mahomes had that dislocated knee. So they had a backup quarterback. But they ended up using Aaron Jones. Remember he went wide left and had caught one like 55 yards down the field? That kind of was a turning point of the game. He also hit his other running back at the time, Jamal Williams, for a sweet touchdown pass when they were down in the red zone. Caught that. And so I thought, they'll line up Aaron Jones as a receiver, right? So I asked Jordan Love, I said, how's that chemistry between you and Aaron Jones as a targeted receiver?
We have some sound from that.
Yeah, no, me and Justin, we got the same agent, so we do a good amount of things just with our agent and with our agency getting together. But, no, I haven't talked to him at all this week. Probably talked to him, you know, after the game or maybe before. Yeah, and I'm excited for it. It's always exciting to, you know, open the season, get the first game on rolling. But for an NFC opponent, you know, rivalry game, it'll be very exciting playing there in their stadium. So I'm sure it'll be a packed house. Everybody will be excited for week one and ready to put on a show.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports director, joining us, a little Packer pregame. Mike, you talk about Justin Fields, obviously great athlete, hard to maybe criticize if you have an offensive line that's got some holes in it. How do you think the Packers' D is going to match up this weekend?
Well, the guy they're going to be keying on is DJ Moore, a wide receiver that had a great run with the Carolina Panthers that they traded for him in March. And he's got the speed. You know, I mean, last year, Justin Fields is playing the Packers at Soldier Field in December, and he's thrown to Equanimeous St. Brown, a guy who didn't work out in Green Bay. So, you know, now he goes back to the back of the line, and they got DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, and Cole Kmet. They got Robert Tonyan. Bobby Tonyan is there now, the former Packers tight end, and so is Mercedes Lewis. So they're getting him more weapons on the perimeter. And then Khalil Herbert is a running back that, you know, will get them some yards as well. So the thing is, they're going to have to keep an eye, though, on DJ Moore, because once he catches it, man, he can take off great yards after the catch. And if I'm Luke Getsy, I'm thinking about putting DJ Moore somewhere over the middle, maybe out in the flats, higher percentage accuracy, you know, passes. Take it easier on that rather than shooting for, you know, the deep ball all the time. And that could work. Now, a guy that's going to have to keep his eye on him is Darnell Savage Jr. Adrian Amos has now moved on. He's with the Jets, and so he'll be the lead guy at safety back there. And Rudy Ford, I think they're kind of weak at safety on the Packers defense.
I think they kind of are. It's a rotating safeties, isn't it? It's like three or maybe four starters back there, which mean we don't have two strong starters?
Exactly. You know, it's Rudy Ford, who really should be like a special teams guy and a backup safety. I'm surprised they didn't pick one up, you know, after the cutdowns. Jonathan Owens, I think they feel okay about him, at least as a special teams player. So I talked to Savage, who's kind of stepped up a little bit as a leader, about the rivalry. And I said, you know, this whole team is 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds. They don't really understand the rivalry. I said, so when you walk in these stadiums, that's when it must kick in, right? And here's how that went.
On game day, when you walk into that stadium, mm-hmm. aren't there signs? Then it kicks in and you say, oh.
Yeah, you feel it. I mean, and it's not even necessarily when you walk into the stadium. It's driving to the stadium. You know, it's in the bus, and you see all the people tailgating, that kind of thing. It's a good feeling, though, honestly. It's kind of like a us against the world kind of feeling, you know. And I feel it feels good because it kind of brings us closer together because we know, you know we all we got. You know, we in this big stadium by ourselves, essentially. Obviously, Packer fans travel very well. We hope to hear some Go Pack Go chants on Sunday. But it's just one of those things, man. It's a special, special, special thing, this Bears-Packers kind of thing. So
when you're down in the field and you get one of the stands flipping off Aaron Rodgers, that's an indication.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They like I said, though, that's the thing about just these two organizations, you know, and just the fan base behind them. It's so deep and so rooted and so strong, you know. It just goes back to time and time again, you know. So it just makes it all the more better.
Mike Clemens, our Packer beat reporter, Civic Media's sports director. Mike, are you giving us a prediction for this Sunday's big game, Bears-Packers? My prediction, pain.
Yeah, I don't really do the predictions, but I will for this one because, there's nothing like to see. The best story is for Jordan Love to continue this 30 years of misery for those season ticket holders at Soldier Field between Favre and Love. So I'm gonna go 24-19. Green Bay continues the misery at Soldier Field.
I'm sorry, what was this score?
24-19.
Dom, your thoughts?
19. Real quick, Mike, before we let you go, my Lions leading the NFC North. What do you think? Did you see the game in 30 seconds? NFC champs or Super Bowl champs, Mike?
How about that fake punt with the punter back with his back to the goal line, 91-yard drive in 14 plays? Dan Campbell is dangerous. He might be the next Ditka.
Mike Clemens. You could be the next Mike Clemens. Thank you for joining us today. Enjoy the game.
Mike.
Rest you. Come
Thank
back.
You, boys.
More Devils Advocates on the other side.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, maybe Dawn, Big Newton lover. of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, air your grievances now. 844-967-2789.
Line them up, because otherwise I'm promoting more sports up around here, man. Can't wait for the big football weekend, dude. I live for this stuff. You know I do. You know I do. That in Hawaiian shirts. I live for this stuff. Yeah. I got my Badger hat on. I got the
Megan PI over here, man.
Buddy, I got the Jordan Love boat strapped up at home. Can't wait to hop in the truck and take her up and throw her on the lake. And of course, listen to my beloved Badgers. I would recommend the flagship stream, WRJN. They're kicking off 6:30 on Saturday night. Little night affair. We got Badger stations all around the state, though. Minneapolis Outmarket, WLAK 1260 AM. Up in central northern Wisconsin, we've got WFHR, locally grown radio, and Badgers. That's 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. And of course, our Badger flagship in southwestern Wisconsin, WRCE. They got our Badgers over there. That's 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Really, I'm just testing myself, see if I still know what stations we have. And our flagship, 1400 WRJN. Listen, Racine, Kenosha, and most importantly, all across Milwaukee, not only will we have the Badgers, we're also going to have the Packers. 3:25 kickoff, pregame like 2 hours earlier. Dom, I am so pumped about the kickoff of the NFL season. Man, I never thought we'd have the Packers.
And we have the Packers.
And we do. Across the
network.
Fantastic. The big Q up north, too. 98.3 FM in Park Falls and Minocqua. Anywhere there's a cabin in northern Wisconsin, put on 98.3. You'll probably hear our Packer coverage. And WRCO, we're going to party with the Packer fans on September 28th in Richland Center. If you didn't hear, Dom and Kruk going on the road for a Fall Love Hometown Tour 2023, something like that. And we will be in Richland Center September 28th for a little politics then Packers, a little watch party, courtesy of WRCO. They're our Packers affiliate, and WRCE, where they play out the greatest radio show ever. That's us, Tom.
That's us.
Pack GM, football, door to door. But what about that Lindsey Graham and the other named but not indicted people in the state of Georgia, man. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Line up the indictments.
I mean, listen, I rely on DA Willis to make the best decision to get the convictions based on the evidence that she has.
Did she feel like more than 19 concurrent defendants at trial would be cumbersome?
I don't know that the number was the case. Presumably it's about the evidence. So we'll have to wait and see, but I want to throw this one out there again. 844-967-2789. Washington Post reporting: judge denies Mark Meadows' effort to move Georgia case to the federal court.
That's a big deal for Mark Meadows. That means he's effectively Scroogeed, right, Dom? 'Cause he was claiming all of these things were efforts as the chief of staff to the former president.
Right.
You know,
the judge found the actions at the heart of the state's charges against Meadows were taken on behalf of the Trump campaign with the ultimate goal of affecting state election activities and procedures. He added, Meadows himself testified that working for the Trump campaign would be outside the scope of a White House chief of staff. I mean, he said that himself. Let's go a little bit further down here. The ruling will proceed. Meadows' case will proceed in Fulton County Superior Court with no opportunity to make the argument. Let me scroll back here just a moment. Bear with me. Jones, the judge. The judge's decision is also not good news for four other co-defendants who have sought to move their cases to federal court. Jones said during Meadows' August 28 hearing that he expected his ruling to serve as precedent for other cases. While Trump has not sought removal, his lawyers indicated in a Superior Court filing on Thursday he may do so. The decision would appear to bode poorly for him, too, if he chooses to seek removal. And if anybody had a case for removal to the federal court, presumably it was Meadows. The other folks, if Meadows didn't get it, nobody's getting it.
844-967-2789. It's stacking up against the Trump loyalist. They're going to start jumping off the ship like rats, right, Dom?
You would think so.
Mark Meadows was already being accused of being the rat. Catherine from Madison, welcome to the show. You got a grievance?
Hey, Catherine.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the show today. It was really good. I'm calling in because we're often saying that elections have consequences, but laws and rules have consequences too.
Yes.
And I'm still irritated that Josh Call is not bringing a case against the fake electors. It's like almost 3 years now. And I honestly think that that might be the fact that here in Wisconsin, those electors are going essentially scot-free right now for an obvious, simple case.
A civil trial that is scheduled for next year, Catherine, and I'm not saying that's the same as a criminal trial, but understand, Catherine, let's assume they're guilty of the underlying conspiracy. These false electors mm-hmm. that were at the direction of Rudy Giuliani or Troopas or Cheesebro or Eastman, whoever gave them the advice, they took it and showed themselves to be gullible, perhaps criminally complicit, in our opinion. But the attorney general hasn't charged that. So if there's going to be any justice, probably for Wisconsinites, and I feel like these people wronged us, right? But the only justice will come through the civil trials. That will be the exposure, and that will be financial exposure. They're being sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars each, Catherine. And that's not quite the same as a jail cell, but it's going to sting.
Yeah.
It's going to sting.
I know, but I still think it's not enough. I think that they're getting away with this and not even getting charged just makes them feel like they can, you know, try to kick Protasiewicz out, essentially kick her out by making sure she doesn't have any, you know, she can't go forward with being the justice.
Who am I kidding, Catherine? I agreed with you the whole time. I was just looking for a silver lining on a Friday afternoon.
We'll take what we can get, Catherine. Well, I mean, I agree. I'm with you as well. I mean, if this, and we think it's criminal, it's fraud. They knew what they were doing. Hell, the former chair of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin said this is a terrible idea. It's going to fail. And then he went on to sign for it, Catherine. So no, I'm not. I mean, I think the pressure should still be on Call. Why not? Why aren't you going down this road? Now, maybe he is, and he's not talking about, you know, open investigations, et cetera. But it seems to me that if you do not go after what is seemingly obvious fraud to me, that you do not discourage that behavior from happening again in the future. Thanks for the call, Catherine. Have a great weekend.
Thank you to our fine guests. They included Ben Wickler, chairman of the fine Democratic Party at great state of Wisconsin. Also, Mike Clemens, he is our Packer beat reporter, civic media sports director. Packers by 3 touchdowns. That's my prediction.
I'll take it.
No, don't forget, Maggie Dawn Show is next, and Pizza Box Mike, high school football across many of these stations. Keep it locked. Civic media. Let's go surfing now.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.